Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grayson Vivina with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a crime scene has been declared after a house fire occurred early this morning. Several firefighters were called to Cardinal Street in Boondall at 3:15 a.m, where paramedics treated one person in critical condition. Police declared the fire as non-suspicious at 7:30 a.m.
AFL has issued an apology to an AFLW event watcher who was refused entry at a Brisbane Lions match for wearing a t-shirt stating the phrase, "History is calling." According to Elsie Reed, who drove 4 hours to view the match, the security guard held that her shirt was too political and would not allow her to cover it with a hoodie or turn it inside out. Chief Executive of the AFL, Gillian McLaughlin, says it is the right of people attending games to express their views. Reed was eventually allowed into the stadium after changing her shirt.
In national news, people are found being forced to sleep in their cars and children separated from their parents after a bushfire cut off the only access road to a popular Tasmanian tourist destination. Residents and tourists at friendly beaches were urged to evacuate yesterday as a fire was fanned by severe winds overnight. Residents reported over 100 people had to sleep in their cars overnight, and some school children were forced to stay in the peninsula. No properties were lost and no injuries have been reported.
Climate scientists and Pacific activists have called on Australia to ramp up its own ambitions against climate change ahead of the UN summit. In an open letter signed by over 200 scientists and experts, the Australia Institute has called on the country to accelerate climate action. This comes as the Institute published a full-page ad calling on the Australian government to halt over 100 new coal and gas projects in the pipeline. The Institute's director, Dr. Richard Dennis, says when it comes to leadership in fossil fuels, Australia wants to have it both ways.
In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the UN General Assembly that Russia is committing genocide in Ukraine, urging world leaders to attend a peace summit. Appearing for the first time in person at the assembly, Zelensky took the opportunity to gain support for his country's plight, stating that all leaders who do not tolerate any aggression will be invited to the peace summit. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Russian President Vladimir Putin and an aide for their involvement in child deportations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.